Rose McGowan, The Democrats and the Media Are a Cult. By Jerome Hudson on April 29, 2020. Actress and hashtag MeToo activist Rose McGowan called the Democrats and the media a cult and said this is deeper than a cover-up, likely alluding to a majority of the elite press and those Democrat lawmakers who've ignored or rebuked allegations made by Tara Reid, the former Senate staffer who claims Joe Biden sexually assaulted her nearly three decades ago. I'm really sad, and I'm really tired. I normally share thoughts, but tonight it's emotion. McGowan captioned a tweet on Wednesday that was accompanied by a letter in which she detailed having lost faith in Democrats and left-wing media outlets like the New York Times and the Washington Post. I used to be a proud Democrat. I used to be a proud America. I would have died for this damn country and its ideals. I was raised to be a proud Democrat. When my youngest brother graduated as a fighter pilot at the Air Force Academy, I wore a Vote John Kerry pin, lol, got into verbal altercation with big who were mad I was a Democrat, the charmed actress said in her lengthy letter. They were twice my size and I had to listen to G.W. Bush give the keynote address and John Ashcroft sing his terrible legal song. I lost count of G.W.B. saying terrorism at 47 because that's what cult leaders do and it gets boring. All because I thought democracy meant was I had a right to choose those who lined up with my value system, McGowan said before asking, but what if there's no one? And I was always told it was the Democratic Party that were the good guys. That our papers were New York Times and the Washington Post and we as a family loved listening to All Things Considered and we'd talk about how much we loved Ira Glass' voice, McGowan explained. But now I know too much. And I feel really quite a sense of loss tonight. I am not a cynical person, but America goddamn, Rose McGowan continued. Republicans have always been painted as the bad guys. And I've always seen them more as a cult, but now I realize so are the Democrats and the media. Marco and Micro. This is deeper than a cover-up. And I'm sad because there's death around all corners and shadows in the daytime. It hurts. McGowan's letter comes after she called on Joe Biden to end his presidential campaign over Reid's allegations and after the actress's relentless public heckling of members of the media, the hashtag MeToo movement, and the Democratic Party establishment. Fellow citizens, use your power, use your social media voice, McGowan tweeted late Saturday. Tweet at Joe Biden to end his campaign effective immediately. Tara Reid's allegation that Biden sexually assaulted her in 1993 was bolstered over the weekend when a Larry King Live segment from CNN resurfaced showing Reid's mother referencing her daughter's traumatizing experience while at work. Reid claimed that she told her mother about the alleged incident with Biden. And the CNN footage corroborates that claim. Biden has denied Reid's assault allegation. McGowan took it to the New York Times earlier this month for showing favoritism and utter hypocrisy when it comes to its coverage of Republicans like President Donald Trump versus Democrats like Biden. Yes, you go after the reprehensible Trump, but leave Biden accusations alone. You are the problem, she said. Indeed, The Times was among the left-wing media outlets that breathlessly wrote more than 700 articles about then-Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's accuser Christine Blasey Ford. But over the past month, mentions of Tara Reid's name in the paper are few. And as Reid's claims continue to become clearer, McGowan's public shaming of Democrats, the media, and feminist groups grew louder. Fuck you to the silent media, fuck you to women's groups, Gloria Steinem, and fucking take ass Oprah, fuck you, McGowan said last week. All of you crow about your bravery yet you do nothing. McGowan's latest letter comes just one day after Hillary Clinton endorsed Joe Biden's run for the presidency, which came a more than a week after Barack Obama's endorsement. So it's likely safe to assume that Rose McGowan is just getting started. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News Entertainment editor and author of the best-selling book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome E. Hudson.